to be able to finish. How long did you start this for now? 20 lectures. Each week, one lecture. 20 lectures, if I remember. This is my, according to my notes, I have, today will be 21. Yes, nearly more than 20 weeks. There's a lot more because I want to help and we see. And there's some more. So I think it's been almost within a year or is it about a year? Because we have since November of last year. End of November of last year. So we're almost 1 year and we're going to be in Shama to finish the first use of solar Are that Unjira? And then when he talks about Musa and Isa, he says Utiya. Why Unjira and why Utiya?
شهادة عنده من الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. حياكم الله في هذه الخطوات وحياكم في تلك الخطوات ونشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى في ذلك الناس في ذلك فيكم وفي صحبتكم واهلكم وماركم الله سبحانه وتعالى ان يرفع من مقامكم ودرجاتكم في الدنيا وفي الاخره. لازلنا مع سورة البقرة سورة البقرة بسورة البقرة يقال أوصي الاتفاق السلام من بيت البركة سورة فيلد وسورة جيفنز سورة البقرة if you were to recite it at your home no شيطان will approach your home for freedom. So that the Baqarah is a surah that burns the shayateen, the queen. And we're still talking about the Bani Israel and the history and what happened with Musa alayhi salam and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qulu, now the address is to the believers, Qulu. قولوا آمنا بالله. Say, O believers, آمنا بالله. وما أنزل إليك. Hear the thought. Say, O you believers, آمنا. And إيمان. Say that with me. إيمان. إيمان is what? Let's define إيمان first and foremost. And إيمان of قولا باللسان. تصديق بالجنان. وآمن بالأرحام. Iman means here, Qulu Amanna. It's not sufficient just to act like a believer, but you have to say, I'm a believer. Qulu Amanna. As the Bible says here. Qulu, I'm a mu'min. When they ask you, I'm a mu'min, I'm a believer. Qulu Amanna. So this is the first definition of Iman. But that's not sufficient either just to say, I'm a mu'min, because even the hypocrites, they say, we're mu'mins. So what we think of distinguishing us between us and the others is we say that we're believers, out of the lisan, but the second thing that is also something that you have to believe in by heart. I believe in the mu'min. But then my belief has to be converted into action, so my actions have to portray that I am a believer through my salah, through my coming to the masjid, through my qiyam, through my recitation of the Quran. You're my sadaqah. So this is all is the definition of iman. Iman is not something just that you say by word. Otherwise, the hypocrites, they said they were believers. And it's something that has to be shown through actions. Shaytan is political actions. Hypocrites, they claimed that their heart showed otherwise. They even came to sadaqah, the hypocrites. At the time of the Prophet. And they went, participated in some battles, like the Battle of Uhud, but then they drew back. So, Qulu Amanna, an Iman. An Iman also has pillars, arkan. You know, you have arkan of Islam, the pillars of Islam are five, right? Yes? Right? So, it's five pillars. What are the pillars of Iman? There are six. A lot of people sometimes they confuse the pillars of Arkan and Islam or Arkan and Iman. Pillars of Islam and pillars of Iman. Pillars of Islam I know. Shahada, Salah, Siyam, and so on. Five. But the pillars of Iman. You cannot be a mu'min and it's because this one thing is because it's very important to explain what's to come in the next ayah. Qulu Amanna. And then Allah will say, here, because there will be some question with regard, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ.
We believe in Ibrahim and Ismail, and where there is no distinction between them. But then Allah is using another ayah, to corrosive them. Here Allah comes to another ayah, in front of Allah, those are the prophets, there is a distinction. One ayah that says there is no distinction, and another ayah says, no, there is. So how can we meet the brother? So we need to understand this. Iman has arkan. The arkan of Iman, boys. What are the arkan? What are the pillars of Iman? Al-Iman of Billahi. Wa malaikatihi. Wa kutubihi. Kutub, the book. But only the what book, my son? The book of Buddha. Is it another book? The book of Wa kutubihi, the divine book. Right? Wa kutubihi. Wa rusulihi, the messengers. واليوم الآخر يوم الآخر إلزين يوم القيامة يوم جزمة واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وطاره the قدر the decree is good and bad everything comes from Allah سبحانه وتعالى the good and bad everything comes from Allah this is all the قدر all the decree so these are the pillars of Iman you can just say the Muslims and if you believe in this you believe in Allah yes in the Prophet I believe in Allah because there is a text called Al-Qur'aniyun know that there's a text called Al-Qur'aniyun. They only believe in the Qur'an, they don't believe in the Sunnah because they say or they claim, no, the Sunnah has been so many ahadith which were, you know, falsified and this and whatnot. No, you're not a mu'min. Unless you believe in this text. By the way, what do you think it, where did you get this from? Did I make it up or not? Not from the Qur'an. Yeah? Unless you believe. This is in Bukhari. Because he knew when he came and he was the father. Allah the Qur'an says, a man came, which we never seen before, but he did not look like he was a traveler. But then he asked the Prophet, you know, his specific question, he asked him, Ya Muhammad, what is Islam? And the Prophet told him about Islam. Islam, he spoke to his Salah. Man, Iman. Man, Iman. And then the Prophet told him to speak to the Lord, Iman. But the Sunnah complements the Qur'an. If you say, Rahmatullah, Yaqul, أن القرآن بحاجة إلى السنة أكثر من السنة بحاجة إلى القرآن لأن السنة تفسر القرآن the Quran means the Sunnah more than the Sunnah means the Quran why? Because the Sunnah goes to Quran the Quran doesn't say you have to make Hajj there's certain rituals but the exact rituals what do they want to say? No the Quran doesn't say to you the Salah You know, so where do we find this? In the Sunnah. And this also, Iman has branches. 70 odd branches. The highest is La ilaha illallah. Do you know what's the lowest branch of Iman? You see, today, I normally don't do this, right? Today is an adult program for the adults. We don't know that. But who knows the lowest level of Iman? And that you remove something harmful from the way. Right? You walk in. Please, that's not exactly a sensitive thing. You could just be walking in the country. You're walking in the forest, yeah, I mean. You're walking anywhere. Then you find something harmful on the way. Some degree, some glass, some broken glass. That could harm a human being. Or even an animal, and you remove it from people's way, that is the lowest level of Iman. You will just utter it. So these are the definition of Iman, the branches of Iman, the pillars of Iman. Say, Amanna Billah. Wama Unzila. Yes, Unzila. Unzila means, when you say Nazar, Nazar in Arabic means come down. You know, Nazar. Or Unzila. Unzila. Ha ha ha. Okay. What's the distance between Nazara and Ja'ur? Nazara. Yeah? Nazara and Nazara. Nazara bi sayfati al-mubalagha. Nazara al-mubalagha. Al-shadda in it. It's an emphasis. Wa nazzalna min as-samaa'. فكانت بدء الملائكة والروح فيها بأرض القبر. الله تبقى في تنزل الملائكة. الله تبقى كانت بصيغة المبالغة وادي كنت إنجل that you can have the day of the power the night of the قبر is more than even the third more than the pebbles of the earth. More than the stars in the sky. فكانت بدء. So here Allah سبحانه وتعالى says قولوا آمنا وما أنزل على وما أنزل وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وتعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إبراهيم الله مشهد أيضاً special people إبراهيم and his son إسماعيل and his son إسحاق and his son يعقوب so the grandchildren والأسباط السبب who are they all the descendants of Yaqub that comes all the prophets. Al-Asbaq, all the descendants, those that came after, after we know Yaqub, when Asbaq, and then Allah says, وَمَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى Allah says, وَأَنْزَلَ إِلَيْنَا But then, when he came to Musa, and he says it, and that which was given to Musa and Isa. Wow. There's a difference between Al-Inzal, when he said, just take a lot of it. Ah, it was given. Al-Alwah was given. The whole Torah and the Torah, that was all given, and even that was given written in the Al-Alwah and was given handed to Musa, when I ootiya Musa. But Isa, there's something here about Musa and Isa. When Asbaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here's this mulaqada. Musa wa Isa, udmija Musa ma Isa, rahma anna baynahum alfa sana. There's about 1,000 years between Musa and Isa, but in this ayah, when utiya Musa wa Isa. So there was a conjunction here between the mention of both Musa and Isa together indicates something. What does it indicate? It indicates the unity of their message. Whereas the others, Allah is Anzal ala Ibrahim, Anzal ala Ismail, before Musa and Isa, it indicates the unity of both their message. They call the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Bible and the Torah before it. The Torah is the Old Testament, and the New Testament is. The Torah is the Old, and the Bible is the New Testament. So Allah mentions them as together as the message is unified. There's not Musa and Isa. Musa came to complete, or Isa came to complete with the New Testament. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. This is something interesting. Allah says in the same ayah, when he says, and we do not, from the Lord, we make no distinction between any of them. That's what Allah would submit. We do not make any of them. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. ولكن الله عز وجل سورة البقرة في عند الله says, قل كرهتم فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. التفريق, التفريق. That's the kind of something. Distinction is not the same as preference. Allah says, يَا مُطَوِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحْدِ مِنْهُمْ This is Ibrahim who believes in Ibrahim. This is Nuh who believes in Nuh. This is Ismail who believes in Ismail. هذا يعقوب who believes in يعقوب as we believe it. هذا موسى who believes in موسى. هذا عيسى who believes in عيسى. This is no, la nufarriqu. There is no distinction between this prophet and that prophet. But the other ayah talks about the favoring or the preference of prophet over prophet. Allah spoke to Musa, alayhi salam. Allah defended Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibullah, wa Kareemullah, wa Habibullah, wa Kareemullah. Right? Allah Azza wa Jalla favored the five ordered atom. Ordered atom. The five of them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored Prophet Muhammad and remaining the seed of all prophets. So, na'am. a live version, we do not distinguish which between this prophet and that prophet, because they're all prophets. You and I, as believers, we all are prophets. But with regard to the prophets themselves, I'd like to answer some of the prophets. But he needs the answer. He needs to stick it up to Alexander, for the way that he knew. Why not? He's a who? He's a who? We're Muslims. Ibrahim is a Muslim. So is his man. So is his Haq and Yaqub and Allah's God, his Sabbath, and Musa and Isa. The man is a who? فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if they believe in what you believe, then ya Muhammad, فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا Indeed they will be rightly guided. يعني which means here, if the Jews believe in what you believe in, they shall be rightly guided. If the Christians believe in what you believe in, they shall be rightly guided. If the Muslims we believe in what we believe in, we shall rightly be guided. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا Clearly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَلِبْ And then what I said, this is, let's see if you come from Allah. Remember this book. Let's see if you come from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this will turn away. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا You don't want to believe. تَوَلَّوْا Today is Moroccan Pakistan. Yes, I forgot to make it. I'm still going to make it. I don't know how it will turn out. Inshallah, it will turn out great. I know, inshallah, it has the, you know, the Moroccan, but made by Pakistani countries from South Africa, and it will be amazing. Rabbi Salim, Rabbi Salim, Rabbi Salim. We'll see. Because if it's wrong, if I did not make it. If it's right, I give him the instruction. If we turn away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the interwallow, but they have to come from Allah. I remember whenever we used to go out and work kids, we used to go out, you know, school or whatever, the mother always is, but they have to come from Allah. Allah would take care of you, you know, if they, Allah's religion, if they turn away, Allah is going to prepare you the evil. If they aim to harm you, Allah will take care of them. Ya Muhammad, if they turn away, take care of you. And here he came to the Kika of Allah when the Prophet Muhammad was called by the Jews of the time in Medina. And then the Prophet Muhammad was singing with Abu Bakr. And the Jews, they got together, and they started to kill Prophet Muhammad. So they went up into the one of the roofs and they were about to throw a rock at him to kill him. But they think of Allah. It's really beautiful, like we said last week. The names of Allah, when they end in a particular ayah, Allah did not just, you know, choose names just in vain. Every name is meticulously chosen. They say, speak of Allah. Allah Azzawajal will take care of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spare you any of their, you know, evil, Ya Muhammad. They say, speak of Allah. For with the hadith, he is the all hearing and he is the all seeing. He hears what they say. And he sees what they do. Or with Samir, goes oftentimes with you notice in the book. Oftentimes. Samir, I think they go together. Or Samir, but they win. I'm sorry, Samir, but they win. Here, sometimes when it's used, like when the shaytan, with the whispers, with the shaytan, Allah says, Samir, I mean, when he talks about man, he says, Samir, but here. All seeing, all hearing. This is all hearing, all knowing. I mean, knowing. But with humans, Samir, but here. All seeing, the kind of وإن تولوا فليتقهم الله وهو السميع صبغة الله لا قبل صبغة صبغة الله وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق. أو دي سنة فإنما هم في شقاق. هم في شق ونحن في شق. شقاق means يعني division. It means a discord. الله سبحانه وتعالى says إن حبتم شقاق بينهما فبعدوا أحكم المياه وحكم المياه. If there is a discord between a husband and a wife, so before divorce, let her bring a person from her aunt, and let them bring him and bring a person from their aunt to try to find some sort of mutual agreement. So shiqaq means there's a conflict between them here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ شِقْ. يعني a person who throws away different than the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is here? فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. If they turn back, they are in a conflict, they are in a division. لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ. We are, they have their path and we have ours. شِقْ. شِقَاق. And then Allah says, فَسَيْتُوِكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّلَامِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة. صبغة الله. This is the natural way of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. الصبغة means توحيد. الصبغة means إسلام. الصبغة means فطرة. فطرة as we say in Urdu. The natural فطرة. The natural inclination. You know, everybody is born with the fitrah. The fitrah is we all submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The newborn baby is born upon the fitrah. We talked about the fitrah last week. If you remember, you know, the fitrah is the shaitan is fitrah. Shaitan, the first circumcision is fitrah. Letting the beard grow and turning the mustache is from the fitrah. Coming the hair is from the fitrah. The nails is from the fitrah. Shaving the armpit and shaving the pelvic part is from the fitrah. This is the fitrah of you know, the circumcision. The very first person who did that, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who brought the text, he was 16 years old. He was 16 years old, and then when the order came to circumcise himself, he didn't have no one to circumcise him, but he did only go. He brought an axe, and he cut that extra skin. It's from the fitrah. So Allah has a sibrat of Allah. Sibrat of Allah. Is there anything better than the sibrat of Allah? Is there anything better than, the way of Allah? That you don't see anyone except Allah? They don't ask anyone. These people, they don't. These people, they have so many ways. Things that don't go up in a bit on their whims and desires. No, they don't follow. We follow whatever comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla and whatever the direction comes from the Prophet Muhammad Azza wa Jalla. So there is no, we don't have no, decision. As Yusuf said to those companions of the jail. Ya Sahabi, decision. أَعْرْبَابُ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِنْ لَهُ وَحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. Remember when I told you when I went to Malaysia that I went to this, battle ground in Malaysia, and then you know, on top of that mount, there is inside is a cave, battle cave it's called, and in there there is this Hindu gods and goddesses and whatnot. Now, in a Muslim country, but you know, Malaysia is of three segments, the Muslims, the Hindus, and then you have the Indians as well. The Chinese and the Malay. Right. So they have this cave on top of this mountain, and inside the cave there's what like, you know, goddess and goddesses and whatnot. But it's called this guy. He's one of their things. He says, yes, this is the god of rain, this is the god of the sun, this is the god of food, this is the god of this, this is the god of that, $100,000. Yusuf alayhi salam says, you know, about the decision. All my companions of the prison. I have a bad one. Too many gods. Look at the record. He's got this. I want to raise. He's never got this. But I want to start. I want to try. Which is better. Too many gods having a discrimination among them, or there's one God, and one. So here, the Sibra. Sibra to Allah. What does the Sibra mean Allah is Sibra? But is one ship better than the way of Allah? Is there anything better than the way of Allah? No. When we ask, we only ask Allah. I fear no one other than Allah. When I say, oh, make tawakkul, I make tawakkul on Allah. When I rely on Allah. Yeah, you may rely on people sometimes, but when you rely purely, you rely on Allah. That's the one so. Don't say, I rely on Allah and you. Remember, don't say to your friends, hey, I count on you. Is that wrong? You count on Allah first and foremost. Then you. Not you, and you. If you say, and you, what does that mean? Huh? You and Allah. Yeah. I count on Allah. I rely on Allah. First and foremost. Then you were taken care of that. When you have to ask Allah, when you make sujood, how many gods do I have to make sujood to? How much many do I want? This is the worship in that place. The thing that is out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
He is our Lord and your Lord and our Lord. But I think the Prophet Allah says, what is that? We have, we are accountable for our deeds and you are accountable for your deeds. I don't go to a priest to do what is that called? When you confess, I don't do that. If there is any confession, I go straight to Allah. I don't even go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is shirk. Ya Rasulullah. Madad, Madad. Madad means asking for help. You ask for help. Allah, you just ask for help. When you ask for help, when you speak for help, you speak for help. What does that mean? You say, Isa is the son of Allah, the son of God. And you say, Uzair is the son of God. And some of the Muslims, they say the grave can benefit. That person who's in the grave can benefit. And the person in the grave who is the same. They claim. So they claim. Ya Fulan, Ya Allah. I'm not just talking about the non-believers. They claim. But as a person of Allah, are you disputing us over, you know, Allah? And He's our Lord and your Lord. But what upon our Rabbukum? He created us. He provided us. Razaqana wa khalaqakum. Khalaqana wa khalaqakum. He created us. Atana wa atakum. Shatana wa shatakum. What did Ibrahim say when he got sick? When the Nihua, Yuta'imuni wa yasteen. Wa idha ma'a. Wa idha ma'ritu. فأنت تشفيني فهو يشفيني إن الله ألم يطعمني ويشفيني This is not the thought. It is the thought. We are clear, we have been clear. It's not really, really important. You think your thought, because sometimes you may be such a power. Just to please your thought. Because you think he's the one who gives you the faith. He gives you the faith. He does. But he's not the one who feeds you. He's not the one who puts food on your table. Al-Razzaq is Allah. فَهُوَ الَّذِي فَهُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي as Ibrahim says, يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِي. The one who gives me food and sustenance is Allah. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ. And when I get sick, it is not the doctor who will give me shifa. It is Allah who gives me shifa. But don't trust that the doctor will give you shiha. You trust that this doctor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will make him a need for him to understand the type of maybe symptoms I have to go through to prescribe the right medication. So many times you go to a doctor, he gives him for it does not work for you. And he gives, I must try something else. He is not the one who gives shiva, the one who gives shiva. The cure is, please tell me.
And we are sincere in his faith. When we pray to him and take to him, we pray to him sincerely with devotion.
Now they're saying again. Inna Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq wa Yaqub. Let's go. Ibrahim again. Ismail again. Ishaq again. The son, the father, the grandson, the grandfather, the great great grandfather. You know, Ibrahim, Ismail, the father of Ishaq, the father of Yaqub, all the descendants that come after Yaqub. Kanu Hudan aw Nasara, now they're claiming again in Israel. Kanu Hudan, when the Chinese say, they were Yahud, but I'm sorry, the Christians, they say, no, they were not Yahud, they were Christians. And Yaqulun, oh Muhammad, these people they claim, who claims? The Jews that claim that Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and all the descendants, they were Yahud. The Christians they claim, no, Ibrahim wasn't. Ibrahim, and Ismail, and Ishaq, and Yaqub, and the descendants, they were Christians. Who then, Allah, 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 tell them, Muhammad, tell them, that I'm to find them, Amillah. Who knows? But you are Allah. No, he don't. Allah, yes. Now, Allah told that on that time, Ibrahim was Yahudi or Nasrani. Allah said that Ibrahim was not Yahudi or Nasrani. What about you? And Hanif and Muslim. Hanif, Muslim. So if you know who Allah is, Allah knows subhanahu wa ta'ala, not you. How did he claim something? How did he claim something? So who's right here? Alhamdulillah. Right? I know. Ladies and gentlemen, we come together, Christians and others. You say that Ibrahim was a Muslim. Yeah, I was a Yahudi. Will they say Ibrahim was a Christian? So, ladies and gentlemen, they will come. Somebody is wrong that somebody is right. That's it. That's it. Somebody is wrong that someone is right. So, who's going to go to heaven? Who's going to go to heaven? We follow what Allah says. Allah says, no, there was neither this, neither that. Ibrahim went, worship. Ibrahim submitted himself to Allah. He was worship. You don't want to submit him? Okay. Who is worship? Because if that means to submit to Allah, to him. أَمْ يَقُولُ نَيْنَ رَيْمُ إِسْمَعِيَ وَإِسْحَقُ وَيَعْقُوبُ وَرَسْوَلَ كَانْ هُودٍ وَرَسَلَ قُلْ أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَقْرَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَبَ شَهَدَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ الله سبحانه وتعالى says and who's wrong or who's more wrong than those who made the testimony they received from Allah or they hide the testimony شهادة مَنْ أَقْرَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَبَ شَهَادَةً He has a testimony, but he hid his testimony. What if you have it? Don't you just say that you're a Muslim? No, they know the truth, but they're hiding. It's in the books of Allah. It's in the Torah. It's in the Bible, the true Bible. It's written there, Muhammad, Ahmed. The true version of the Bible, which is in the actual, the Vatican. They wouldn't show it to you. Why? But I don't know why. So Allah is trying to say, وَمَنْ أَطُمُ لِمَّنْ كَتَبَ شَهَدَةً مُؤْتَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ
Woman of God, who is worse than those who are hiding their testimony, a sister of the prophet, if it is case. When a sister calls to tell you, I may have shared this with you. But I said, is it okay to pray in the washroom? But she says, I'm hiding my faith. Because I come from a Hindu background, if they know I'm Muslim, they will kiss. And I live with my parents in one bedroom apartment. Please, we don't have a bedroom. One, two, we have washroom. The only place where I can go not in the presence of my family is in the washroom. So now, can I pray in the washroom? So when you think of like a person who came to embrace Islam last week, I'm just in my office, 18 years old. My father is a Russian Orthodox Jew, and my father was a Palestinian Jewish. So I embrace Islam, so here's my thinking for what I do not. If I tell them, it's going to be a story. You are not just fucking me in the Buddha, in the Masala, or whatever. You are fucking the most extreme part of me when you talk about Judaism. So the guy is me. So now, can I hide it for some time? Can I not tell them for some time? Yes. Can I hide it for some time? Yes. So, this is why when we say Shahada here, the moment of the momentum of the Shahada, to become a Muslim, you have to say something here. You have to say what you have to say. No, hold on, sir. I'm a new Muslim. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Am I Muslim? Those who are in the back there. The guy with the beautiful hair. Yeah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Am I Muslim? Yeah. And you have to say, Ashhadu. Shahada. Ashhadu Allah. Ashhadu. You have to 55 Ashhadu. Just say, yeah, 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 yeah. So answer the following thing. And then you say that in Allah all you want. But the entrance, the admittance to is that you say, Shahada. Woman, Shahada, woman. Just say, Shahada, then give them to Allah. Huh? Renew, renew your Shahada, renew. After that. But the answer is now, I said, I was in this UK, the meeting somewhere, Sweden. I was reading the lecture. And there were some non-Muslims. So I was trying to tell them about the Quran. I started to tell them about the Quran. And then I brought a guy who, okay, have you ever heard Arabic before? He says, no. Okay, let me hear you. You never heard Arabic before. I'm going to say something in Arabic. Tell me how you do. I was just saying,
فلما صلى مع الناس ذهب إلى بيته ثم تعشى ونام.
You understand this? Because this is version number two. Yeah, here's version number two. Is that him? Sorry?
وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين.
Version 1, 2, and 3. Which version sets your heart the most? What did you say?
Version number 3. Why? Because version number 1 is just, you understand Arabic. He said, no. So he said, I can go understand Arabic. He's never heard Arabic. He said, no. What's he after me? I said, you know what, Allah,
you're going to make this guy say that he becomes a Muslim and no one is in shadow.
So he says, well, he never said it.
So, Shahada has to be, you know, to testify further to the Muslim, and then he can say, you know, yeah, then the Prophet is Muslim. I don't know what kind of this is, but I'm
and then comes this situation. Oh, by the way, let's do it.
We finish the first group of the Prophet.
In this ayat, إنك أمّة أكثرتها أنك تتكلم ما كنتم من the last ayat.
Because this ayat, we said it last time. We went over, we said it before.
إنك أمّة أكثرت من دعا ما كتبت ولكم ما كنتم
ولو تسألون عما سمعنا من
قبل. So we said the same ayat, because the same ayat, you
think in yourself, this is an ummah,
information, they came before.
They can just say, I was told that there's no decision taken,
and also by the nation.
We have their amal,
and we have our own,
and you shall not be questioned about their
actions.
It's not. Don't
make it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and says,
I want just to say this before this week, okay?
Just to speak to the ayah.
Can you give me, it's 28:05.
I said 5:30.
So how about 5-10 minutes, inshallah?
I don't know.
To answer the question that I mentioned earlier, what did the Prophet do when he traveled to Medina?
What did that look like?
Sayaqulu tuba'u minan
nas, the voice of the people.
And that means people.
But what kind of people here?
By the way, when the Quran mentions Sufaha,
the Quran clearly
has a distinction here when he talks about Sufaha.
وَإِذَا قَالَ هُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ
قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا
لا وَإِذَا قَالَ هُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ
قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ
السُّفَهَاءُ
ألا إذن هم السفهاء
المنافقون
منافقون
which one we
spend the Quran with the Quran
هم السفهاء
السفيه is the one who
he has the clear path,
and instead of following the clear path, he follows some other path.
That means
foolish.
So why say, they are foolish about,
yeah, Muhammad, he will come to you.
This is one of the prophecies,
miracles.
People want us to know about miracles.
Here's a miracle right.
What is this miracle?
Muhammad,
yes, Lord Allah.
He will come to ask you to, you know, this.
He will come and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah,
then they will come and ask.
سيقول سيقول الإنسان
ماذا ولا مضارع؟
سيقول
they will say
مضارع صح؟
مش قال أو قل
سوف
ها يعني سوف يقول
يعني مضارع
in the future.
So they will say to you, O Muhammad,
فيقصوا من الناس
فيولهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها.
What may think he is the Qibla?
That they used to follow the Qibla.
It happened 2 years after the Prophet of Allah migrated from Mecca to Medina.
What happened?
Here's what.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يعني قبل الهجرة
وين قلنا بعد الصلاة
before the Hijra,
the Prophet Muhammad would pray facing the Kaaba and facing
put in the mort.
So he, you know, in the Kaaba, wherever you are, in the Kaaba, you go there, or what you see there.
You pray anywhere, right?
As long as you are
in the house.
And when you are in the plaza there,
in the plaza,
right? The plaza means the plaza where the Kaaba is.
Whether you pray here, or you pray there, or you pray here, or you pray there,
it's all it's in the Kaaba.
When you go outside of the haram,
you pray towards whatever the haram is,
like in the hotel.
Is the hotel in the hotel,
or is the Qibla?
The Qibla is where the Kaaba is.
And when you're outside of Mecca,
where do you look for?
You look where?
Where Mecca is, that's the Qibla.
So the Prophet Muhammad, as initially the Qibla was towards the north,
so he would pray in such a way that
I'm facing the Qibla.
So he could pray here though, on this other end,
I'm facing not Israel, but I'm facing Yemen, or I'm facing Iraq. Yeah, he would say this side, so he's facing the Yemeni corner, the Yemeni corner and the Black Stone, but at the same time, I'm facing the North, Shem, as the pastor said. By the time of the Hijra, it was before the Hijra. After the Hijra, then we have the Nehemiah. What is the name of? The Hijra hasn't changed yet. And Prophet Muhammad now, his heart is towards Mecca. Always. Sometimes if you want to change that Hijra, what would you see for say? Take me with Jesus. Is it okay? Is it the same thing? Today you say here, tomorrow you say there. But there was this concern. But Prophet Muhammad, his heart was always towards, I want to take that to be Muslim. وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يجمع بين القبلتين. He used to combine the two qibla. What do I mean the two qibla? The Mecca and Bayt al-Maqdis. So he used to combine between them by praying behind, right? So when he went to Medina, that was the how should I do? وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام to do this. He would stand in the Qibla, his Mecca. Are you with me? Yes or yes? And in the south, north is this way. So that means Palafin is? Where's Palafin? Where's the north, man? Come on, guys. The north is behind me, right? So Prophet Muhammad would do something like this. And this is the Qibla, this is in Medina. So he will face المقدس أن في الله أكبر في سيفك الله فالله سبحانه وتعالى وزيزيز يا أبي فقال له وجه كفي السلام لأنه وزي مفق الله So he used to do that for a couple of years. After he made right into Medina, 2 years. The first year of the Hijra, and the second year of the Hijra, and until the Rajab Rajab, the second year of the Hijra. Then the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was praying in this masjid called Masjid Mu'adh. Who was with me here last Saturday? Saturday, Saturday. Another one, he said, Mu'adh used to pray Salat al-Isha with the Prophet. And then he would go home. Masjid al-Qiblatayn. In Medina. Who's been in Medina before? Who's been in Medina? Medina. The Suqib al-Mosque is also is the name after Mu'adh. Mu'adh is the Sahabi. That was his area. He used to live there. So Mu'adh would pray with the Prophet Isha, and then he would go back all the way. Because there's a Suqib al-Mosque. It's really far. And then he would go and leave the prayers. So the Prophet was praying there. After he was said. And then the Sahaba behind him, in the middle of the Salah, the Prophet turned, and the Sahaba then turned back with him, facing the south. But in the middle of the Salah, as he was praying, Allah Ta'ala revealed it, أَدْنَرَا تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ We see how your face, you turn in Medina, and into Qudsi, and then you see Allah Akbar in your face. Allah says that, he knows. Have you seen that here? How your face changes as you turn in towards, as you're facing the north, and then you turn towards Bayt al-Haram. And then what you end up with is Allah. Because from now on, the Qibla has been facing things. See? It's not. Well, Muhammad, you know what's going to happen? It's the Quran will come. It's the Quran will come. And they will tell you, if you have the Quran, they will come and they will tell you, what made this happen to study him? You will come and what is this game, man? Because the Prophet came in Masjid from Qibla, he was called the Suqib al-Mosque in Medina. So the Romans said, all the way to Medina, what happened? The Qibla changed, towards the south, towards Mecca, the Qibla. The news said that the Jews heard it. The Sufara heard it. Here the Jews were the Sufara.
They're the ones who came here. They're like, what's going on with this?
They're trying to raise doubts. They're not the purpose. Some comfort in raising doubts. If the people are with the worst of them, why do you just want to do something else? That means you're doing something else. We're making people think, why don't you do that? I'm not going to ask. I'm such a baby. I wonder if I can put on this with God. You want to know what's on the phone? This is what I'm about to do. Right? Not mixing. But of course, mixing. But of course, mixing. Because Allah answers that right there. Ya Muhammad, when they come to give you this, then that. When the Muhammad, when the hypocrite, because the hypocrite also will come to Rasulullah and say, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ يَقُولُ لَا يَقُولُ لَا يَقُولُ إِنَّا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When the hypocrites will come and say to you, we believe that you are Rasulullah. Before they came, Allah revealed the ayah of Ya Muhammad, the hypocrites will come. Before the Arabs came, Allah has revealed Ya Muhammad, the Arabs will come and say that. The hypocrites will come and say that. The point is something that you, the Jews and the Christians will come and say this from the non believers. So tell them that. What should you and what should I tell them? It covers the story of the changes of the Qibla and why the Qibla was changed and for what reason, and the reply or justification that the Prophet Muhammad gave to the others, to the foolish, coming directly from Allah. Questions, comments, suggestions? Finish officially the first Joseph. Only 29 years in English. Yes, and the others will go, maybe in Baqara we took this core time than Baqara. Yes. So, inshallah, we'll try that. Yeah, 29 years. Questions? Or any questions or comments? Anything else? Inshallah, yes, very. No? Anything? Come on? Do you listen back?